Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Last week on the Ins and Outs of Money, we talked about the importance of establishing credit.
That's right. Credit is basically your reputation as a borrower. Credit is made up from information about your borrowing history, and it tells banks and others how you've handled debt in the past to gauge how risky you are as a borrower. Credit was originally used for lending decisions, but nowadays, good credit can be essential for renting a home, getting insurance, landing an awesome job.
So how do we determine if we have good credit?
A positive credit report and a high credit score.
Exactly. So a credit report contains information about your borrowing history. When somebody, say the bank or a potential employer, wants a credit report, they request one from a credit bureau.
These credit reporting agencies collect and then distribute all of this information about you.
Credit bureaus are also there for you, too, though.
True. The Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions Act, FACTA, requires a mechanism for American consumers to receive up to 3 free credit reports per year. AnnualCreditReport.com is a website operated by the 3 major U.S. credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. The goal is to allow consumers a way to ensure their credit information is correct and guard against identity theft.
You may have noticed Ashley didn't sing a little jingle to accompany that website. That's because AnnualCreditReport.com is the only federally authorized source for obtaining a free credit report. Beware of sites that claim they're free, like FreeCreditScore.com and FreeCreditReport.com.
And you can imagine these reports are pretty detailed and cumbersome. Nobody has time to read all that. So most companies look instead at your credit score.
Your credit score is a number generated by a computer program that runs through your credit reports. It looks at things like payment history, amounts owed, credit types, new credit, and credit history length. Now, depending on the credit bureau used, these scores can range from 300 to 850.
And the higher, the better.
Although AnnualCreditReport.com does offer free reports, credit scores aren't included in the free report. Instead, each of the bureaus offers this as an additional feature for a small fee.
Looking to improve your credit score? The number one thing, pay your bills on time. Not only is this one of the most important factors in determining your credit score, avoiding late fees and stop-start service charges just makes good financial sense.
Have credit cards, but be responsible. We mentioned last week that having no credit can sometimes look the same to a lender or landlord or employer as having bad credit. Opening a credit card and using it wisely is a great way to build credit and improve your credit score.
Once you have lines of credit, pay off debt rather than just moving it around.
Review your credit reports annually. At AnnualCreditReport.com, you can request free reports from all 3 agencies at the same time or stagger the requests throughout the 12-month period as a way to self-monitor credit data.
Experts say that you should strive to use less than 30% of your available credit. Having a low balance to limit ratio can really help your credit. In other words, if you've borrowed $1,000 but have a $10,000 credit limit, that looks a lot better than someone who borrows that same amount of money, $1,000, but only has a $1,500 limit.
Apply for and open new credit accounts only as needed.
Try to keep open one card you've had for a long time to build your credit history length.
And finally, communicate. If you're having trouble making ends meet or think you'll be late on a payment, talk to your creditors first or see a credit counselor. Don't let the problem go on any longer.
Credit can seem like a really daunting topic, but establishing it and keeping a high credit score can make things like buying a beautiful home and landing your dream job a reality. I'm Ashley Hall of United Way of Monroe County.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program. Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.